we're going to begin tonight with Thanasis Kourkoulis, who is a Greek socialist and activist from the International Workers' Left. And this is a return performance for Thanasis here in Australia. And hopefully everyone will remember the wonderful stories that he gave us last time. And I want you to give him a massive round of applause tonight. So thanks, Thanasis.
Thank you, Vashti, for the good words. We are jealous. We still don't have our Tahrir Square, but probably, we promise, we are trying our best to have our own Tahrir Square and to overthrow our regime, which is not Mubarak's, it's Georgis Papandreou, a family that produces governors for this country for years and years, which are the best friend of bankers, of Greek and foreign capitalists, and that's why people are in the streets in Greece for 1.5 years now. So I bring you a message of resistance and struggle of millions of workers in Greece and all over Europe, who fight back against the crisis and attack to people's lives that this crisis has meant to millions of people in Europe. I want to start this small speech by my first point to describe the panic that Greek ruling class is in the moment. Last week in Wall Street Journal, a good newspaper that we all know, there was an article describing the problems of Greek government by a Greek journalist who is a well-known neoliberal journalist and analyst in Greece. I will use his own words. Greek rule of law has been gradually disintegrating for more than a year now, and we see more and more reasons to question the government's ability to maintain order and implement its own legislation. And he continues, the country is in the mercy of militant activists. Yeah. Who are mostly inspired by various factions of Greece's hard left. The greatest hitters are Greece's Communist Party and the anarcho-Stalinist coalition of radical left, Syriza, which is a coalition that my organization, Internationalist Workers Left, also participates, but is not anarcho-Stalinist, which is composed of some groups like eco-socialists, ROSA, a radical left group, and the Internationalist Workers Left, to name a few. Their followers, with total impunity, have taken to harassing citizens and destroying public property, even taking over whole villages. And I want to make 2 points now from our point of view. It is absolutely true that legislation is not the case for social democratic PASOK government in Greece and its austerity measures. The last polls last week show PASOK government gains 22% of the preference of the people. It is the first party, instead of 44% of last election. New Democracy, which is the right party that left government at the elections of 2009, 18% instead of 34% last elections. Communist Party, 8.5% instead of 7.5%. Syriza, 6%, Coalition of Radical Left, instead of 5%. And there is a far-right party also with 6% instead of 5% last elections. And there is around 30% of people who don't answer, who answer nobody. And these people are mainly coming from PASOK and New Democracy. But things are even worse in real life for the government in Greece. PASOK ministers cannot go out of the parliament on foot. They are attacked by workers and unemployed people. And it is reality and not just in our mind. The last time that vice president of the government went to its electoral region, a yogurt landed on his face. But for the yogurt, Syriza was accused, which coalition of radical left, by the vice president, although it was not one of our members, it could have been, but it was not. It was another one. It was an unemployed person, a laborer that was fired from the public sector, a temporary worker. The yogurt came from a demonstration of 500 inhabitants of a nearby village called Keratea. It's the village that they are talking about that we are occupying. Keratea is the place where half of the police forces of Athens have moved for the last 4 months. It is 30 kilometers from Athens. The police is trying to defend a landfill, a waste landfill, that the government wants to establish near the village. For 4 months, all inhabitants of the village, 5,000 people, from 8 years old to 80 years old, are fighting with the police with stones, barriers in the streets, cocktail molotovs, and homemade explosives. It's a real war. All parts of the left have been supporting this village resistance, plus anarchists, plus many young people from Athens. Last concert, 2 weeks ago, in support, music concert in support of this village, was 50,000 people there. And last week, finally, the government announced that the police is leaving this village and that they are going to start new discussions about with local authorities about if they are going to build the landfill there or somewhere else. As you can see, as you can see from this small example of this village, the radical left is not the minority that acts against the rule. We are the minority that organizes, supports, and backs the resistance and struggle of workers and youth. The existing resistance, which fortunately is not only some yogurts. Because it is for the last 1.5 years now, 10 general strikes have happened in Greece with PASOK government. And in each of these general strikes, around 2 to 3 million people strike. Greece has a population of 10 million people and a working force of around 5 to 6 million people. And from 100,000 people to 300,000 people demonstrate in the streets, 10 times within the last 1.5 years. In each of these general strikes, there are fights in front of the parliament, not with the anarchists, not with the left, far left groups. The police is fighting with nurses, doctors, workers of the dock workers, and other working class parts who want to enter the parliament together with the left. So the problem is not of the government, is not, of course, that the majority loves the government and there are some small groups that hate it. But the problem is that still the unions and their social democratic leadership refuse to escalate this resistance to something more than one general strike per 2 months. And the problem also is that existing left is beyond the circumstances, and I am referring to the two main left reformist parties. One is Communist Party, which is a sectarian and conservative party, Every time in every general strike, it marches from the center of Athens to some neighborhoods far from Athens, and not to the parliament, where all the others and coalition of radical left marches, and where the clashes with the police are. And it is conservative, so conservative, to accuse Syriza, coalition of radical left, for chaos every time there are some clashes with the police, like last December 2008, when they were saying that real revolution will mean not even one window broken. And the Communist Party postpones the revolution for the future when the electoral power of Communist Party will be so great that the revolution will have the right leadership. The other big party of the left is Synaspismos. It's for the older ones, maybe you know, that it's a split from Communist Party from 68, which is in the Euro-communist tradition. This party participates in Syriza, coalition of radical left. It's much more cooperative and much more radical than Communist Party. But it is still friendly to European Union concept and to realism. They are trying to find a realistic way for Greece to pay the debt, maybe borrow cheaper from European bank or something like that with different varieties. At the same time, inside coalition of radical left, there is a mass left tendency pushing for organization of struggles, which our organization belongs, organization of struggles, not sacrifice for debt and Eurozone, no discipline to IMF and EU, no discipline to their program and the agreement that the government has made with European Union, IMF, and European Bank. This tendency has participated separately in last local elections in Attica, which is one-third of the electoral body of Greece, and we had for the first time a 2.5% of votes in Attica, where Synaspismos had, with the followers, had 6% and the Communist Party had 8%. The second point I want to make is about the attack. The attack to the rights of people is enormous. In March 2010, PASOK was elected and told us for the first time that there will be an austerity program with freezing of wages, cutting of bonuses of workers, not of the golden boys, cutting of new positions in public sector, layoffs of all temporary public workers. This was not the only one. In April 2010, they said, unfortunately, we have to have some more measures. We have to agree and sign a memorandum with European Union, European Central Bank, IMF, to borrow 110 billion euros to pay the debt, because otherwise we cannot pay. And because our deficit is 12% of GDP, which is four times the accepted deficit inside Eurozone, and the debt is 120% of GDP, which is two times the accepted debt inside the Eurozone. Greece will pay back till 2013 this 110 billion euros. Some months later, this was extended to 2016. And 1 week ago, the ex-prime minister of PASOK, Mr. Simitis, said that unfortunately, we will have a 20 year austerity in order to pay back the debt, which for the moment we pay in which way? The labor class is paying the cost. Public servants faced a cut of 13th and 14th salary of every year. More than that, we had 7 to 11% lower salaries every month in public sector. They increased VAT from 18% to 19% and in some goods to 23%. They increased taxes in fuel and cigarettes. Now, fuel in Greece is the most expensive fuel in the world. They are trying to merge hospitals and schools, which means they close hospitals and schools, and even hospitals that can operate do not have the necessary things for first aid incidents. They try to destroy the pension system. From 65 years, it has already changed to 67 years old, with from 34 years of work to 40 years of work, and they cut pensions already 75%. And 2 months, ago, Greece extended the payback period till 2016 with another with other measures of 50 extra billions from privatizations like public electricity, post offices, natural gas, telecommunications, Olympic buildings and infrastructure, etc., that was done in the during the Olympic games. Electricity is still public in Greece. One example: 2 days ago, the company announced that 25% of electricity connections of families in the country were cut. 25. Actually, the number is 84,000 families that do not have electricity anymore. They first cut electricity to 245,000 families. 161,000 of them paid after that. But the notices that went, you have not paid in time, so we are going to cut probably the electricity, were 1,156,000. In a population of 10,000 people. So their measures mean a disaster for working class. But the workers of electricity company have a different opinion. The president of the union, which is called, not by chance, Spartacus, declared today, I was on the internet, if privatization of the company goes on, our union will go on strike, not 1 day strike, but a strike with duration that you have not seen till now. In Greece, everybody knows what Spartacus can do. In the 90s, for 1 month, there were battles between police and electricity power workers at the mines where carbon is extracted from electricity power company and outside of the main offices. Government used at that time helicopters to bring in the electric power factories high-level technicians to repair the damages and bring electricity back. At that time, privatization did not pass. So what are the perspectives? And I finalize with that because I know that I have talked a lot. Economically speaking, the debt is not going to fall. The prediction is it is going to go from 120% to 153% of GDP at the end of 2011. Because all the money they take from our wages go to interests. And because GDP falls, because there is recession and crisis, and in 2010 it was minus 6%, it was the fall of the GDP. So as a proportion on GDP, the debt rises. So the perspective is bankruptcy, or in another way they say reorganization of debt with new measures and new measures. But the perspective is also resistance. There is not safe prediction to say that we are going to win. We know that many people are in despair in Greece. More than 800,000 unemployed, which means officially 15%, which is more than 20% in reality. It is going to reach 1 million expected in the end of 2010. But there is the anger that rises too. The strikes in mass transportation media last month were together with a huge movement, which was we won't pay for tickets. It was an organized movement. Our organization, together with other organizations of far left, took part. 30% of Greeks do not pay bus tickets. 45% of Greeks pay because they declare they are afraid of the fine. And only 25% they say that pay because they want to help the economy. So the potential exists. We need to prove that we can overthrow this government. Next general strike, this week, while I was flying here, it was announced for mid of May from the unions. PASOK government was elected with the slogan, "Yes, we can." They said there is money, and afterwards they refused and said, examining public and social security funds, we found out that there is no money. Workers and left need to prove that, yes, we can, and we can overthrow the government of bankers and IMF. We can refuse to pay the debt to the Greek and foreign banks. We can freeze the debt payment. We can tax enterprise and banks from 20% and 11%, which is now back to 45%, which was early 90s. We can bring banks to public sector and impose social control. We can open the perspective of a new economy based on people's needs. A new society where workers will not only struggle and resist, but will be able to control the wealth of this society. Thank you, comrades.